This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your ear and into your head and into your life. Another exchange here with the DJ Veers. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer back next week in the by and by. We all love to talk about people. People in the news. After all, what would there be to talk about if it weren't for people? Even the hurricanes get personified. So I talk about Harvey and Irma. Yes, I am from New England, boys and girls, and once in a while, it creeps in. So anyway, the personification of hurricanes. Think about it. You call your car. You have a name for your car? You have a name for your car, Victoria?
What's the name for you? I do not.
No. Really?
No.
Oh,
I've never named a car.
Oftentimes people name Nellie. My car is Nigel. I always call my cars.
Isn't that because of your GPS name?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nigel. Kara, you got a name for your car?
I don't, and I also haven't named a car. My sister named her car one time after she got into an accident, and then they had to repaint the front of it, but they only used primer, not actual paint, so it was yellow, and so she called it Daisy, and the rest of the car was gray.
Really?
Oh, boy.
it was
primer?
A good look. Yeah.
Yellow, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fun. Sounds a little rednecky. However.
Well, I'll make sure to let her know.
Yeah. Doug says, nah, you're... Yeah, we didn't have to bother that. Okay.
Oh, no.
Nigel is going to run over Daisy in an elitist way.
Well, Daisy is no longer in commission, thank you. Now that she has a child, she actually has a car that works well and not one that is likely to, I don't know, have the brakes stop working or something. Yeah. But I've already texted her to let her know that you think she's a redneck. So we'll wait and see what she has to say about
it. Very nice. I lost the engine. I didn't lose it. I have a Ford 350 pickup truck that I drive most of the time on the farm. And it has 300 and some odd thousand miles on it. And yesterday it swallowed a valve, and we found one of the head gaskets gone, and the block is cracked. So yours truly is digging around now trying to find an engine to put in his pickup. I love this pickup truck. I've been driving. It's a 2000. I've been driving it for 17 years, and there's no reason. I've had it painted twice. I've had all kinds of stuff done to it, and I just feel like I'm at home in it. And so I don't want to take the engine. You have to take the cab off the truck in order to get at the engine. That's how crazy these people are. They design these things. Anybody who's had a Ford pickup truck had to change the engine know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Speaking about rednecks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's probably a few of them who've had to go through that. Okay, let's get back to us talking about people in the news. Pharma bro Martin Shkreli. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He was the guy that ran the company that increased the cost of the EpiPen, from $30 to $700 or some other thing? But that isn't why they got him. He apparently was charged and is guilty of securities fraud in all kinds of different directions. Yesterday, the judge denied his bail because the judge said that Shkreli, S-H-K-R-E-L-I, that's how he pronounced it, right? Shkreli?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how I've heard it pronounced, yes.
Yeah. That he poses a threat to Hillary Clinton at the hearing in federal court. There was a post by Shkreli brought to the attention of the judge offering a $5,000 bounty to anybody who could grab one of Clinton's hairs while she's on a book tour. He said, that was political satire, you stupid jerk. You're in jail. You're trying to get out. You don't think somebody's going to pay attention to that? He's on $5 million bail. And the judge said, forget it. You're staying in jail. It was, according to the judge, a solicitation for an assault. And then he said, well, I'm protected by the First Amendment. The judge said, no, you're not. This is risky business.
So many people don't understand the First Amendment.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He says he did apologize, apparently, for his behavior, saying, I'm not a violent person. The judge said, too bad, too little, too late.
He's not a violent person. Yeah. He's just an idiot. And that's why he was going to pay $5,000 to someone else to be a violent person.
To grab a piece of her hair. Yeah. Okay. Have a nice time sitting. He may be one of those people that dies because he sits for a long time in jail.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm a pacifist in general, but I'm okay with that.
All right. So anyway.
That is evil.
Yes, he is evil. He's
well, I mean, he's in jail for evil reasons. Beyond, I mean, I don't care about the Hillary. I mean, well, the Hillary thing is weird, but, you know, but the real reason that he's there is horrible.
Why would you want
he's a despicable human being.
Why would you want a piece of Hillary's hair?
He probably wants to, like, genetically synthesize it or something.
Really?
Well, I mean, he's in that business, so I'm sure that's why he wants it.
He's not in any business. He's in the business of trying to keep from going to jail to become one of the boys. You know what I mean?
Mm.
He'd be a pretty good target. Get that soap out. You'll be all set. All right. Next up on the People Person Report, Rebel Wilson awarded a $3.5 million, what do we call it when you're awarded a, you get a...
She wanted a settlement.
A settlement. Thank you. A defamation case. She claimed that a series of articles in media magazines falsely portrayed her as a serial liar. Jury sided with the... She's in this movie Pitch Perfect, if you don't know who we're talking about, Heavyset Woman. She announced that she would donate the money to charity after she got it. That's pretty interesting, huh? The news... This magazine subjected her to sustained and malicious attacks. And now this gives her substantial vindication. Award of damages underscores that Ms. Wilson's reputation as an actress of integrity was wrongly damaged in a manner that affected her marketability. I don't know what they said about her. I can't find that.
Well, they said that she was lying about her resume and her background, and that she had made up some, like, sob story, I think, about being in foster care or some. They basically said that she had made up what is her true life story. They said she lied about the whole thing to make her more sympathetic so that people would want to cast her in movies and things like that. And it turns out everything she had said was true.
So is it a big enough risk for magazines that... You know, they can get the scoop, and do they think that celebrities are never going to sue them just because it's too much effort?
Yep.
So it's worth it.
They've got a suit. They have a fund set aside for people that sue them. They have the National Enquirer does. They have a fund.
It's just so gross to me. I don't understand how people
part
work for magazines like that. Just because, you know, to write these articles over and over again, I feel like you just have to be a terrible person. I don't understand how you work for any of these magazines otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, essentially, they sold probably more than $3 million in magazines with her, you know, either with her headlines contributing to those profits or, you know, stories about her. So, like Doug said, I mean, they have this money earmarked already. So they shoot from the hip, and then most people let it go. Most people don't bother getting into a lawsuit, but this was important to her. So,
and you know, the terrible thing, though, is because they sold that many magazines and that many people read the story, it doesn't matter that she won the case, because I'm sure that half of the people who read it aren't going to realize that
the retraction
that she
is never as big as the
accusation. Oh, no. So all the stories have already gone around, and people have talked to the water cooler and spread that rumor, and so now half the people who maybe used to like her are going to think that she's a liar, even though she's already proven that she's not.
That's true.
There you go. That's it. You're right. Very, very on with that. Okay, next person is Gene Simmons from Kiss. Has announced he'll release a box set of unreleased solo material this year, known as The Vault. 10 CDs in a big vault-like box. But the catch is the set will only be available to those who spend a lot of money for one of three different experiences. For $2,000, you get the vault experience, which will let you meet up with Simmons at one of 21 events around the world where you can pick up your box set and get a five-minute meet-and-greet with him.
And you know Gene knows he's going to be timing it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to go to 6 minutes.
For $25,000... You can get the producer experience, which will let you meet up with Simmons at one of the 11 studios around the world where you can spend an hour with him listening to tracks from the vault. Of course, you'll get a box set of your own. And then For $50,000, Simmons will hand-deliver the vault to your house, where you and 25 of your closest friends can spend 2 hours with him. He says he will not go in kiss makeup. And if you bring him to your house, you got to provide the food and the drinks. He's not bringing anything except your box set. Gene says if you happen to have an acoustic guitar laying around, he might strum a few tunes.
I mean, you have to be a real Gene Simmons fan.
Yeah, this really doesn't sound worth it.
And this isn't even Kiss music. This is Gene Simmons solo stuff, which I didn't even know existed until this story.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. All right. I want to talk about advertising. This program's, the reason that we're here is to entertain you, inform you, have some fun with you, but you don't have to pay. It comes to you free in any number of ways, on the radio, on the 385 stations that carry some way, shape, or manner, something that's produced by us for a DJV. And then we have all the podcasts that are around the DJV podcast on Blog Talk Radio. .com, and you can find the other things that I do, blogtalkradio.com/goodday health or American Family Farmer or Your Hidden Power. So when I see things like the focus on Facebook, when I hear from potential advertisers, well, we think we'll put some of our money into Facebook. So I'm going to use this as an opportunity to not only help myself, but I'm going to help a lot of the radio stations that are listening right now, in case you haven't seen the latest scrutiny from some of the major advertisers. This is a warning from a lot of advertisers who are upset because the content of where their ad appears is oftentimes objectionable. In other words, your ad can show up any place, and we all know that Facebook has all kinds of stuff in there that many people don't want others in their family, if you get my drift, exposed to. So they have now set up a new set of rules in response to this that says that the ads, the good ads won't run next to objectionable material. So they're going to decide what the good ads are and what the good and what the bad ads are. The bad ads will be in bad places. Good ads will be in good places. I wouldn't want to be selling advertising that way if it was me. I wouldn't want to be telling people, oh, we've got some bad content, so, you know, we'll put the bad advertisers there. Huh? How does that work for you? I don't think that would be something I when we talk about things on this program, we're surrounding the advertising with good conversation. And here's a perfect example of that. Kara and Victoria have become aware of this tiger lady, and this, I suppose the content, the bad content here, Victoria, is that 1 in 5 women are sexually assaulted on college campuses, for example.
Yep.
So there's a lot of legislation in the hopper to try to stymie there's all kinds of ways of trying to protect people on college campuses. But I use that, again, as an example. You can walk down the street in New York at night in bad areas and have sexual violence. So up comes the tiger lady is now apparently this tiger lady is being used by a lot of women, no matter what their age, because they can use it to defend themselves. But they also, if the perpetrator gets too close, this thing will get DNA from the perpetrator. It looks like a claw. That's what it is. The tiger lady's a claw.
It looks like little cat claws that go in between. Yeah, you hold it in the palm of your hand, and when you squeeze it, little cat-like claws pop out in between your fingers. And so if you do have to scratch someone, or if someone's attacking you, then it will collect DNA in the hollow claws.
Here's how you get Tiger Lady. You go to tigerlady.com, use the code DJV, save 15% on a pack of 4 of these Tiger Ladies. That's tigerlady.com. Code DJV.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Time in this hour of radio's DJV show. Doug, Victoria, and Carol listening to the music with you of Lady Gaga, who's hoping her forthcoming Netflix documentary will raise awareness of chronic illnesses. She's battling one herself, fibromyalgia. She said yesterday that her condition was, quote, as I look at the post on social media, in our documentary, the chronic pain I deal with is fibromyalgia, and I want to help raise awareness and connect people who have it. And if you don't know what fibromyalgia is, it's a muscular skeletal problem, causes widespread pain. You often have extreme fatigue, your sleep doesn't work for you, you're depressed, you got a lot of headaches, that kind of stuff. So, in the first
this is
trailer,
really linked. I wish that we could get Lady Gaga hooked up with Dr. Jack, because this is so linked to the Epstein-Barr virus that so many doctors don't know and don't treat it the right way.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe you should send a tweet to her. Can you connect? She must be on. She's
I'm sure she'll see mine after the 100 million followers she has.
Yeah. Why not? Give it a shot. You got nothing to lose. Yeah. It might be nice to help her out. Always good to help. We're all here to help.
Of course. I would love to help her.
Help her out. The two documentaries. The first one's called 5'2". Gaga is seen at a doctor's office, prompting fans to wonder what the source of her pain is. At the Toronto Film Festival, where the documentary screened, she spoke about how the film explores her struggle. She said, quote, "It's hard, but it's liberating. Be open about it." Lady Gaga referencing her chronic pain previously, but never went into much detail about it. There's an Instagram post of it back a year or so. She wrote, quote, "Having a frustrating day with a chronic pain problem, I find myself feeling so blessed to have such strong, intelligent female doctors." So if you have Netflix, you can see 5'2", this overview of her story on Netflix, September the 22nd, week from Friday. All right, September 22nd is...
I can't wait to see that. That's going to be great.
And very informative, too. All right, as long as we are into women's struggles, apparently Janet Jackson's ex-husband was a real bad guy. And she didn't want to talk about it, but her older brother, Randy Jackson, has. Went public this week with claims that his sister suffered verbal abuse and felt like a prisoner in her own home when she was married to that guy, Wissam Al-Manna. They got married in 2012, have a son now. They are getting divorced. They're in London courts now, trying to work it out. Randy lives near Janet in London, went to the court proceedings with her, says, quote, "It was quite an abusive situation. Came on later in the relationship, verbal abuse and being made to feel like a prisoner in your own home. No pregnant woman needs to go through that." Apparently he used the B word with her all the time, the husband. There were things like that. Randy says, although the abuse was never physical, he was compelled to come to his sister's aid. He said, quote, "I told her, you got to move in with me. Or I'm going over there and there's going to be hell to pay. I don't care anymore. I'm tired of it. It's too much." That's what he told her.
I love a protective big brother.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and pregnancy is such an emotional time for women.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many women already don't feel great because they gain a ton of weight and their whole body is in pain. And it's just the last thing that you need is the person who's supposed to be most supportive of you in that situation, mm-hmm. your husband, mm-hmm. is for him to say terrible stuff like that to you.
Apparently. It explains why she left him a month after the baby was born.
Yeah.
Everybody
was
wondering about that. So I guess this is why.
So apparently their mother and the other sister, one of the other sisters came over for the court proceedings. So it goes. But Jen's very Christian, and obviously this guy's a Muslim, and the Muslims don't treat women well. I think.
But Randy said that wasn't the problem, though. That's the interesting thing. He said, "I have a lot of Muslim friends, and they don't act that way." So he said,
anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Now 34 after the hour, DJ V Experience, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen at C. Schillen at On Air Victoria, at DJ V Show, at Doug Steffen. And you can like us even though the folks at Facebook may not like me after I just said what I did about their advertising, but they're sort of getting that, fixing it. A lot of conversation this week about sitting problems. We'll get back to that, plus some sports news in a moment. And more people in the news. The focus now, though, is on giving you a $50 Amazon gift card. We're working through trying to find people to give these cards to in either Florida or Texas. And I have time earlier on to get to the caller, the appropriate caller, fourth caller from we did Florida, right? Kara and I are going to do Texas.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we're giving these cards where I said, we're giving two cards away today. One will go to a listener in Texas, one to a listener in Florida. So Florida represented by this gentleman from Vero Beach. And so we've taken care of Florida. Now it's time for those of you who live in Texas who want a $50 Amazon gift card to call us at 888-302-3684. And didn't I say it was the fourth caller? I think I did from either of those two locations. So stick to that. $50 Amazon gift card for the fourth caller right now. You can use the card any way you want, courtesy of the folks at Speed Queen, who have been promoting all year long this new washing machine they have that built the last 25 years, backed by the industry's best warranties. That's a Really cool deal. So if you're the fourth caller from any place in Texas, now obviously the focus on Florida because of all of the turmoil, I wanted people to feel good who had been through Irma. Now the people who have been through or exposed to Harvey, you get your shot at 888-302-3684. So anybody in Texas wants to win this puppy, now is the time for you to come to the aid of yourself at 888-302-DOUG, which is 888-302-3684. Got that number? Do I do it too quickly, Victoria? Should I do it again slowly?
Yes, I would do it again.
More slowly. Excuse me. 888-302-3684. Is that okay?
Better.
Better. Much better. Okay. So the People Department focusing on Congressman Anthony Weiner. I'm looking at this guy's pathetic. He even looks pathetic. He was in jail. Well, he's been in and out of all kinds of problems. Certainly, disgrace is a good word for him. Anyway, he was in court with his former wife. I suppose until you get divorced, she's still your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
Under the circumstances, the two of them, looking at pictures, they went through all of this stuff. I don't have to go through it again. We all know the kind of weird dude he is and what he was doing. But anyway, he was in court with his former wife, Uma Abedin, who was Hillary Clinton's aide. I think she still is, as far as that's concerned. They're getting a divorce. And they were very friendly, amicable, kind of like almost the Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck thing. Although they're an attractive couple. I don't see these people. They don't look very attractive to me, but... he looks pathetic. Maybe that's why I'm bringing this up. He just looks like a guy.
I mean, he's a sad person.
You
know, he's a sex addict, and
So do I make it worse by having this conversation? Should I just leave it alone?
Well, I think addiction is important to talk about. I mean, this is a mental illness that he has. So
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I just think the whole thing is very sad. It's sad for his wife. It's sad for his child.
And it's sad the way some people have rung it around because they missed the point, and you've just made the point. The point is that this is a problem that a lot of people have, and it ought to be underscored as being a problem. A disease, if you will, not something that people make fun of, although it's, you know, the human condition being what it is, sometimes you do have people that make fun of you for things like that. So,
right.
The uncomfortableness of it all. Meanwhile, the world of Steve Smith, who was a great Boston newsman on WBZ for years and years, his name was Stephen Smith. And people feel that names like that are very common. Apparently, that's happened in the NFL because there's a guy named Steve Smith who's been confused with a guy named Steve Smith. You want to tell us the story, Victoria?
Yeah. Well, you know, of course everybody makes mistakes, but fans were wondering this week how the NFL could confuse a guy named Steve Smith who played 6 seasons in the NFL and only scored 12 touchdowns with Steve Smith Sr., who accumulated over 14,000 receiving yards and 81 touchdowns throughout a lustrous 16-year career. Well, apparently that is what happened, and when the Pro Football Hall of Fame classes of 2018 nominee list was released, the wrong Steve Smith was on the list. So here's this guy who's been retired for more than 5 years, and he's just wondering, wow, I guess I'm up for the Hall of Fame. Not so much wrong Steve Smith. So fans were very quick to point this out, and so now the correct Steve Smith Sr. has been added to the list, and the less impressive Smith, let's say, has been taken off the list.
There you go. All right.
12 touchdowns is not going to get you into the Hall of Fame.
Wouldn't have thought so, but 81 will.
Might,
14,731 receiving yards.
Right.
If that's your cup of tea. The world of riding, the world of sitting. You, many of you, as do we, sit during the performance of your tasks at work. And many of you sit on the couch and watch television. Or you sit at the dinner table and have dinner. You sit. It sounds like I'm talking to a dog. Sit, Millie. No. We're talking about the problem of sitting, excuse me, and what it does to your body and to your fate. So one aspect could be thinking about, just think about all the places you sit. I was thinking about airlines and the seats.
Yeah.
where you get packed into the seat. The airlines are tighter, moving them closer and closer together, especially if you're riding on some crap can Airbus that runs with a Spirit logo and 29 inches. Most of the standard of the industry is 31. If you sit in a row that has extra leg room, it's usually 33 or 34 inches that you're getting. But anyway, if you are my son's 6'3". He always buys...
You have a son who's 6'3"?
Yeah.
I do. Wow. Do you guys look like that Twins movie with Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito when you're standing next to each other?
His face looks a lot like mine. He has tattoos, and he's tall.
Well, I meant the height thing, but...
Yeah, no. I don't know that we... No, I don't... I never thought about it that way. But now that you mention it...
Was your former wife very tall?
5 feet.
Wow.
She had somebody in her family, however, and I've forgotten. We all asked that question, and I don't remember where. There was somebody in the family who was tall. That's all I remember. So
apparently, anyway. Or somebody she was.
Yeah. Who knows?
The milkman?
The milkman was that tall. Anyhow, but Brendan, you don't mistake. Brendan looks like me and acts like me. So that's how it sort of fits into the Bailey.
Anyway, sorry, I was just surprised at that news.
It's okay, got it. So, but I was using him as an example, a 6'3" person getting into a seat that has 30 inches or 31 inches, you just can't do it.
That's tough.
You can't. And so people now are forced to buy extra leg room, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now there's another way of looking at this, however. The Federal Aeronautics and Federal Aeronautics and Space, or I don't know.
Aviation Administration.
Thank you, that too. Yes, Federal Aviation Administration. Has been looking into this as a life and death safety concern.
Mm-hmm.
So the
blood
tighter
clots,
the
hello.
Seats, the tighter the seats, the harder it is for you to get out when it comes to some kind of an emergency. So now they're thinking of regulating, and in this circumstance, even though I don't like the government regulating, this may be a good thing because the airlines are not going to do it on their own unless they can sell it. Like you get into seats. If I can't sit in the first part of the plane, I'll always buy, or I guess I know it's not like a jerk, but I have a status on American that allows me to automatically get a bigger, more legroom kind of a seat. So if I do that, then I'm okay. But if I'm only 5'8", so it doesn't bother me one way or another. I just like to stretch out. But imagine people that are over 6 feet in these seats, and never mind the business about safety or your lifespan, but now the FAA says that if you don't have 31 inches, they don't feel like you can get out. You know, they always give you plenty of leg room when it comes to the exit rows. That's why people want to sit in the exit rows, because there's all kinds of room. Hello? So why is it any different for the seat that's 4 rows up or 4 rows back if you have to get out of the plane? Well, you get to the exit row, you need more room. Hello, you need more room everywhere.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. As someone who just rode in a plane, I'm only 5'9", and it was real tight. I don't know what kind of plane it was, and luckily I was only going to be on it for 2 hours, which is what made it bearable. But if I had been on it for any longer,
What airline was it?
It was United. Luckily, I was not dragged off of the plane, which was good.
It was a 737. It had 3 and 3.
Yeah, because it was 3 and 3. On the way back, it was 2 and 2, which was a lot better. We had a little bit more space.
2 and 2 would have been a regional.
Isn't that like a commuter jet, the 2 and 2?
Yeah, regional jet, yeah.
But, and the guy next to me was a little bit taller, and I normally get a window seat just because I like to be able to look out of the window, and I can lean against the wall. I can't really sleep or relax if I just have to sit up straight the entire time. But my legs are fairly long, and any time, luckily, I had a little kid in front of me, so she didn't really move the seat back at all, but there was a large man next to her, and every time he moved at all, the seat went back. And so the guy next to me, I think...
Right into his knees.
Yeah, he had maybe an inch and a half of space in front, and any time the guy in front of him moved, it just came back
and hit
him in the knee.
Right.
So that was, it was very nice.
Yeah. All right. There's Kara's story. How about them apples? 45 past the hour. Here's a story that will benefit those of you who run a business, who are the HR person, or who is, I guess, singularly. If you are the HR person... or you is the HR person, then you'll want to know why so many people who are hiring are using the software from ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so different. You post a job, hundreds of job sites in one click get the information, and their dashboard technology matches the right person for your job with you within 24 hours. You don't have to mess around with a lot of emails. You simply screen, rate, and manage all the candidates in one place at ZipRecruiter.com. So, as I said, if you're hiring, I have this list, and I could go on ad nauseum talking about the big companies that use this, like AT&T and Verizon. And isn't that interesting? That's probably the only thing they have in common, other than the fact that they steal talent from one another, and that's probably how they use ZipRecruiter. All right, if you work for AT&T, look for ZipRecruiter to have posted jobs for Verizon, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm talking about. You want to find a new job, you want to be happy, you don't like the job you're in right now, so go to ZipRecruiter.com/TJV and see what's there. If you want to post a job, you can do it free by using that code, DJV, at ZipRecruiter.com. Okay, so use ZipRecruiter. Find that next great candidate for a job at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You go to DJV because ZipRecruiter will let you use it free. All right, that's the ritual at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, if you're in the mood or if you're in need of insurance, Geico, in 15 minutes, could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. You know that? So what are you waiting for? If you have other insurance, why don't you call Geico and figure out how much money you can save? Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Overview of what's going on in the world of television. 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. So let's see here. Let's start with is her name Omarosa or Amorosa?
Omarosa.
Omarosa. All right. So we remember her.
Oh boy, what's she up to?
From The Apprentice, and she was not a very attractive character. Most people didn't like her, and apparently that's the role she's still playing. How in the world she got that close to Donald Trump? The chief of staff, Kelly, can't even keep her away from him. She has access to him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the people who work around her really don't like her, because apparently she spends all of her time plotting against other officials trying to get rid of him. It sounds like the same. It sounds like The Apprentice. Why the heck would she be around is the question. And that most people can't figure out.
I have never understood this at all. Jennifer seems to know more about their relationship. I mean, we all know that they met on The Apprentice, but after that, she came back on The Celebrity Apprentice and made all kinds of claims about running the entire West Coast operation of OK Magazine, which turned out to not be true. She did work for OK Magazine, but she did not run the entire West Coast operation. And again, it's OK Magazine. It's like below Us Weekly. So I'm still not sure why she's qualified to be in the White House and having the president's ear. I don't get it.
All right. Next up, Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly. O'Reilly has some sympathy in a published interview that's in the Hollywood Reporter this week. He says, quote, "I feel bad for her," and that's the correct English, "because it's the same old game. You build people up and then you tear them down." What has Megyn Kelly done wrong? She's been a reporter. She makes now good money as an anchor. She's got a good position, a good job. So what's she doing wrong? You don't like her haircut? Is that it? I can hear him saying
Who's saying she's doing something wrong? You mean just the ratings aren't good?
Well, I guess that remember when the press went after her because she interviewed Alex Jones and they all thought it was about headline grabbing?
Right.
O'Reilly says that's the job. And so why is everybody... And when I read that, because I'm not a big fan of hers, that doesn't mean I think that she's bad. I just think that she's not as good as others, but yet because she made a name for herself in various corners doing various things, okay, so she's got a good job, and a lot of people are jealous because she has a good job. I don't know who's watching
that show, though.
Nobody.
I literally do not know a single person who has seen any of it beyond, you know, just knowing about the Alex Jones controversy.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean she's a bad person just because.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I just don't think that anyone cares about the show.
I remember saying that she was, you know, it was all about her. And, she kind of made it all about her.
The new ad campaign that I saw last night on TV, they were really trying to position her. You know, she's like walking around hugging people, and they're trying to make her like the new Oprah. And a lot of people they've tried to do that with, and I don't think it's working.
Okay, you like the home makeover show Fixer Upper?
Yeah, that's a good show.
Chip and Joanna Gaines, you watch that? They are now going to be holding hands with the folks at Target in a new line of home goods and things called Hearth and Hand. This is for the holiday season this year. Magnolia is the brand making Hearth and Hand. With the Gaines folks, they're selling it at Target. So this is going to be something desirable. It looks like popular price stuff.
This hit the internet yesterday, and this was big, big news.
Really?
So it's crazy. It's amazing how much anticipation people have for this whole collection at Target.
First collection will arrive in the stores on my birthday. You know what day that is?
Congratulations. November... Yeah.
Is it the 5th?
4th? 5th.
No, 5th, yeah. All right, what's on tonight, ladies? What do we want to be watching for tonight?
We've got Beat Shazam. It's the season finale at 8 p.m. on Fox. It's also the season finale of Andy Cohen hosting Love Connection. That's 9 p.m. on Fox. And 9 p.m. on CW, Whose Line Is It Anyway, if you like that kind of improv comedy. And if you're into food stuff, at 10 p.m. on the Food Network, Beat Bobby Flay, actor Steve Shrippa, who is best known from The Sopranos. He will go head-to-head with Bobby Flay and try to beat him in a food cooking competition.
Shrippa's also on Blue Bloods and... Is it prominent?
Oh, is he?
There. Yeah, he's good. He's actually quite good in it. Right. He's a very, very likable character. Very likable character. So, all right, that's it. You got one more?
That's it. Netflix. Got lots of stuff on Netflix, too. might want to be those
Hulu,
nights.
Netflix, Amazon, come and get it. 59 after the hour, DJV time.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.